On Liberia's Providence Island, an African-American is in search of her past. Laura Pritchard from Michigan is stepping in the ruins of the first home built by freed American slaves, brought to Africa some 200 years ago. It's on Providence Island that they founded the Republic of Liberia.
Providence Island feels like liberty. Providence Island feels like healing. Providence Island feels like joy and anticipation. And that Providence Island means it's a place where I can take the chains from my neck. I can shake the dust from my feet and I can start new. That's what I feel.
In the country's oldest church, the young gather to celebrate Thanksgiving, a tradition brought by the free slaves, supported by the American Colonization Society. The founding settlers became the country's elite, and they kept many African natives in servitude, transforming their traditions, culture, and architecture. According to the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, this helped fuel Liberia's civil wars. A quarter of a million people died during the two-decade-long conflicts.
We're in downtown Monrovia, from where, during the Civil War, snipers would shoot at people. And it's in this neighborhood that, yet again, a 100-year-old building is being torn down to make way for new apartment blocks. Now, for some, this is Liberia moving away from its past, looking towards the future. For others, preserving these old buildings is an essential act of remembrance of Liberia's troubled and divided past.
But this is magnificent, and they look so much alike.
A shack that the owner, Richard Tolbert, wants to tear down. But architect Joseph Jones sees history worth preserving.
You cannot forget about your past. We want the kids, the kids who are studying architecture, to understand how houses were built in Liberia before and why.
Almost all of the free slaves came from America's southern state of South Carolina.
The southerners came here trying to emulate American culture. They brought American culture back to Liberia. Their intentions were not to be Africans.
Liberia's history does not start with the arrival of African Americans. Jones believes some of the street names should reference the nation's 17 indigenous groups, and efforts be made to preserve the diverse architectural history of the country. As an increasing number of African Americans make Liberia their home, Laura Pritchard believes there's so much to learn from the past in order to build a better future for all Liberians. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Providence Island, Liberia.